On the show today, we have Shastic Index's Jose Ariel Gomez talking about a new innovation index for credit unions to measure millennial performance. So check it out.
You know, it's no secret that everybody's going after millennials and trying to earn their trust.
Oh, yeah.
We think that they're having a really hard time with that. And the main reason is because the whole industry is at an inflection point right now.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least that's what we see here in the Silicon Valley, where, you know, for the very first time, there's strong competition from newcomers outside the industry, all the fintech startups that are capitalizing on the fact that you don't need a huge infrastructure now to set up, you know, financial services.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can do it with mobile apps that are very effective.
Yeah.
And so we still think that it all revolves around trust, but there's a new way in which you build that relationship with the new consumers.
Mm-hmm.
And how they like to establish that relationship with you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's the opportunity that they're taking advantage. And that kind of changes the whole game and the rules of engagement.
Oh, yeah.
Because now, for the very first time, trust is being highly affected or influenced by user-generated content like reviews, mm-hmm. ratings, mm-hmm. people using your products and services and being very vocal about it,
mm-hmm.
public, right? The best idea or thought I have about that is, you know, at least here, and I think in a lot of the parts of the U.S., if you're a restaurant owner, you know, your Yelp review is going to make or break it, you know, all the traffic for
that's
you.
That's big. So, yeah, that's big.
Yeah. And so because consumers are putting so more, especially younger borrowers and consumers, are putting so much weight into their, you know, what top influencers on social media or on mobile banking app stores are saying when they're choosing their financial institutions or just products and services, we created the Shastic Index basically as an effort to come up with a formula,
mm-hmm.
you know, to help credit unions, first of all, understand where they fall in the digitization process of aligning yourself and moving your entire company, really organization, to serve millennials,
mm-hmm.
and the things that they expect, which are completely different from previous generations.
Oh yeah.
So we wanted to help, you know, put a pin in the map of this is where you are, you know, in terms of the whole industry in general,
mm-hmm.
and also surface a lot of the level of trust that these top influencers are giving you in their eyes on very key new platforms like social media and specifically mobile, which
mm-hmm.
is, you know, it's a transactional platform. People are doing, you know, at least in other industries like transportation, there's a lot of transactions going through there. We see a lot of our clients starting to put their loan applications there and they're starting to try to transact through there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a key platform. And, you know, the way I think about it is that we just wanted to have a way to track and, you know, help you manage your digital strategies when going after millennials.
Gotcha.
Because
gotcha.
They live on those two channels, specifically mobile, social media.
Mm-hmm. They both go hand in hand, definitely. So, what are some of the ingredients of the Shastic Index? I mean, how do you measure it? What should credit unions look for when you're measuring this index? When you come up with a specific statistic?
Yeah, so we come up with a score, and the score comes from direct user reviews
mm-hmm.
on iTunes and Apple stores and mobile app stores, and then also a combination in a smaller portion of your overall performance and engagement metrics from platforms like Facebook.
Okay.
So we just, you know, we don't do a lot of fancy math. It's honestly a very direct kind of reflection of how you're doing on these two channels in
yeah.
terms of performance and in terms of direct, you know, reviews from people who use your apps.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just, you know, we just kind of list them and sort them in the order of who has the best score.
Right.
From 0 to 100.
Okay, very cool. And so what kind of information do you provide to credit unions to kind of help them out, to kind of give them a gauge of what's going on in the social media and mobile world that they can improve upon?
So we give them, again, their metrics and the metrics of every other credit union above 100 million assets
mm-hmm.
in terms of engagement, in terms of user ratings and user satisfaction, you know, on the app stores and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You have scores
mm-hmm.
or stars or things like that
yeah.
that people give you. So we give you all of that for you over a period of a whole quarter.
Okay.
You know, with every edition, and also for every single credit union in the nation that, you know, at least has 100 million or more in managed assets.
Okay.
So we give you, you know, everything is an X-ray. This is all this information is coming from weekly samples that we take and then we kind of just do weighted averages so that we can, you know, give you a snapshot of this is what happened this whole quarter.
Gotcha.
In terms of mobile banking and in terms of social media.
So how did this come about? Did it come about because there's a need for this information because of everyone's kind of clamoring for the millennial market? I mean, every industry on the planet is trying to get after this market because they're right now they're in their prime earning years, at least the upper half is. So is this kind of how it came about?
Yeah, it's a key growth segment. I mean, at least for every single credit union that we work with and that we talk to, and we're talking to them all day long.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the way I think about it is that mobile and social media have become the new battlefields for growth, you know, and this is why this new startups and this inflection point in the industry is affecting it, because they're being very successful at attracting millennials.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is now the rules of engagement have changed. It's all about that experience that you offer there. That is your customer support. That is your user satisfaction. Mm-hmm. Whatever experience you offer on those channels.
Okay.
And so, you know, as to quote Peter Drucker, I like a lot of his quotes. If you can't measure it, you can't manage it.
That's true.
That's true.
So, you know, that's kind of my thoughts.
Okay. And so, how do you think it in the end? How do you think it benefits credit unions? I mean, does it allow them to see what's working, what's not working, if they're hitting their target, basically, with the millennials, their target messaging or providing the proper services and that type of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, again, it kind of gives you a very, very clear, direct metric of the response from top influencers, which is key, you know, because this is the information that new consumers are going to see when they are looking at your products and making a decision whether to go with you or not.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that you understand at least if you have, you know, good responses or not,
right,
and where,
right?
So you can improve. I think that this is an instrument to help give you clarity and focus, you know, mainly because moving forward, I think success in the financial industry is going to be determined by your ability to earn the trust of millennials.
Oh, totally.
Adapt quickly to their needs. And that, in my mind, boils down to innovation.
Mm-hmm.
Because now they want a more transparent service that is also highly convenient and immediate, right? Instantaneous, instant gratification. So, you know, all of those things can only be achieved with technological innovation nowadays. And some companies are already doing it. So we feel like this is the benefit of this tool is that it allows you to very clearly see what's going on,
mm-hmm,
and then focus your efforts where you maybe not be doing great so that you can, you know, and then also compare yourself against yourself over time.
Uh-huh.
But also against the entire industry.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. So what are your goals with this index? Obviously, to become kind of a, I'm thinking you guys want to become kind of a mainstay source of information, a resource for credit unions to kind of measure themselves, so to speak.
Yeah. I mean, this is a something new that we just launched ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, Shastic, historically, we have always focused on helping credit unions grow in all their products by leveraging new channels, new delivery channels, and new platforms.
Mm-hmm.
We were actually the first company to create a lending tool designed within Facebook for credit unions. We were very successful with that, and we moved, you know, a lot of our offerings to help them do the same thing on mobile banking when you couldn't really offer your products on mobile banking, and obviously improve your online banking experience and everything. But
mm-hmm.
So we just think of this as a new instrument to help you demystify and understand millennials.
I like that. Demystify.
Yeah. It's a great way to not have to figure out, just see what they're actually doing. Because this is not coming from a survey. This is coming from direct actions taken by either your members or your new prospective members on those channels.
I like that. I like that. All right, Jose Ariel, to wrap up, where can folks get more information on this, on the index, and then, I guess, access it on a regular basis to measure their performance?
So the great thing about this index is that we actually created it as an interactive tool.
Oh, I like online. It. Even better.
Yeah. So it's available at index.shastic.com.
Okay.
And, you know, if you guys, if you want to contact us to also get access to it, you can reach us at contact@shastic.com.
Okay.
Or our phone number is 408-600-0540.
Okay. Yeah, we'll put all that stuff in the show notes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Very cool. This is, I mean, I saw this story and it just kind of piqued my interest. Like, hey, here's something new that's not really been, I guess, officially measured before. So you guys, I think you're feeling a need there.
Yeah. No, I think, you know, we've had an amazing response from the whole community, the press, everybody.
Good.
I think that everybody gets it, that this is not even the future, it's a present. This is where growth is going to go. Mm-hmm. And again, if you can't measure it, you can't manage it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Do you have something ready for Gen Z or iGen or whatever the next generation is called after millennials? Do you have something ready for that? Because it's coming.
Not today, but give us a couple of weeks and okay. We might.
We'll keep you to that. Okay, Jose Ariel, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, and congrats on this index. This is really cool stuff. I'm going to, you know, refer to it time and time again. It's important information that credit union industry, every other industry on the planet would probably want to get. So well done on this.
Thank you. Yeah, we're very interested also to see kind of how it develops over time, because, mm-hmm. you know, we just started with the first quarter, but let's see how it looks, first quarter versus second of 2016, and then moving forward to see what kind of trends we find.
Well, let's check back. Yeah, let's check back in about 6 months and see what you guys see. That'd be kind of cool.